You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Once again for another pop quiz. Pop quiz. Come on, get your pencils out, pop quiz. No, this is important. Stop complaining. This is important because, remember, we're coming up at the end of the year, and we got the end of the year final. So there's no other way for me to prepare you guys, and I know many of you out there are slackers. So just get your pencils out. Let's do this pop quiz. It's not that hard. This is an easy one, but how else am I going to prepare you for the end of the year final? And we have a lot to review from this year. So let's quickly get through this pop quiz. You guys will be okay. Quit being wussies about it. Ready? Okay, pipe down, quiet. Here we go. All right, number one. I'm not going to wait for you. We have to go on quickly. Which of the following foods provides a healthy burst of energy? Is it M&Ms, peanuts, or Brazil nuts? Of the following foods, which provide a healthy burst of energy? M&Ms, peanuts, or Brazil nuts? No, it doesn't matter what country you're in when you eat either of them, okay? Number two. Squeezing one's breasts can cause breast cancer. True or false? Squeezing one's breasts can actually cause breast cancer. True or false? Number three. Asperger syndrome, a mild form of autism, is linked to bursts of violence. True or false? Asperger syndrome is linked to bursts of violence. True or false? If you listened to yesterday's show, you know the answer to most of these. Come on, people. Really, don't be scratching your head. Number four, which burns more fat, lifting weights or aerobic exercise? What burns more fat? Okay. Number five, what makes urine yellow? Why is urine yellow? Now, this is an essay. Okay. I hope you have plenty of room on your paper. Essay question. What makes urine yellow? Time's up. Number six. After Dr. Dahlia had her colonoscopy, she spent the whole day expelling what? This should probably be maybe a one-word answer, a couple-word answer. All right. After Dr. Dahlia had her colonoscopy, she spent the whole day expelling what? Okay. Pencils down. Pencils down. That's it. I gave you guys enough time. Okay, we got to go through the answers. Like I said, don't, you know what? Okay, if you fail this, it's not going to hurt your grade. We got the final coming up in about a week or two, the end of the year final. That's what I really want you all to study for. This is just to kind of, you know, get a feel for if you guys are paying any attention. Okay, so number one, which of the following foods provides a healthy burst of energy? Brazil nuts. Right, remember we talked about yesterday how Brazil nuts have selenium? Selenium gives you energy. It also helps with depression. Brazil nuts, probably one of the number one sources for that. Okay, those of you that put M&Ms down, even though we would probably totally hang in medical school because I agree, that's what I use. I popped M&Ms all through high school, college, and medical school to give myself energy because obviously the vending machines didn't shoot out Brazil nuts, and I probably wouldn't have eaten them anyway. M&Ms, you are not supposed to use chocolate for your burst of energy. Remember, the key word to this question was healthy. Healthy burst of energy. I got to give you guys test-taking tips, too. Right, for those of you that still take tests, remember, the keyword was healthy burst of energy, Brazil nuts. Number two, squeezing breasts can cause breast cancer. True or false? Well, the answer is false. But what we're going to talk about today is how this was very interesting. A study said squeezing breasts can turn cancerous cells benign. So squeezing breast cells could turn them from cancerous to benign. So that was kind of interesting. So for those of you that missed that, that was a tough question because you guys would have had to read my mind. I didn't review that yet. But for those of you that had any common sense, you would have gotten that right. Squeezing breasts does not cause breast cancer. Number three, Asperger syndrome is linked to bursts of violence. True or false? That's false. People with Asperger's, a mild form of autism, are usually not violent. There's supposed to be no definition of violence in people with autism or Asperger's. We discussed that yesterday. Number four, Which burns more fat, lifting weights or aerobic exercise? The answer to this, which we'll also discuss today, is aerobic exercise. Let's get physical. The aerobic exercise actually burns more fat, but lifting weights increases metabolism. So we're going to talk about that. Number five, what makes urine yellow? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You walked in on a pop quiz. Don't walk right out. Don't walk right out. You guys are going to have a makeup test probably later this week. What makes urine yellow? Well, remember, urine is a byproduct of a whole bunch of stuff that goes through the kidneys. All right, now what is the number one substance that goes through the kidneys? Blood. So you'll have a breakdown of dead blood cells. And the color yellow comes from urobilin. Now, urobilin is a final waste product resulting from the breakdown of hemoglobin. All right? So the color urine, I know some of you are talking about vitamins and riboflavin. I heard you guys mumble. That is what turns the urine neon color. We're talking about if you're not taking vitamins, why is urine yellow? Okay, urine, you know, it's supposed to be sterile, it's supposed to be acidic, it's supposed to be odorless, but once it kind of gets out there to the air, it starts to, you know, smell a little bit more. Once it passes through your urethra, it picks up some bacteria. But for the most part, urine will turn yellow because of the breakdown of the hemoglobin. So that's interesting. Finally, after Dr. Dahlia had her colonoscopy, she spent the whole day expelling what? No, I did not expel gas. For some reason, they sucked out most of the gas. I only burped once. I actually went on air 2 hours later to do my Saturday show, and I burped on air. But it was guilt trips. I gave the family guilt trips because they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. They weren't cleaning. They were making noise when I was trying to rest. So the answer is guilt trips. Got it? All right. Well done. How did you guys do? All right. There were six questions. How did you do? 20%. 10%. Come on, people. The questions weren't that hard. Okay, study up. Remember, we got an end of the year review. When we come back from break, we're going to be hitting some of these stories. Also, we got some more updates. Let me see. There was another study I wanted to talk about. Apparently, what they think Adam Lanza, what might have prompted him to go into the shooting spree at Sandy Hook Elementary was playing Call of Duty for hours before the shooting. We need to talk about that. I mean, do these video games prompt people to go on shooting sprees? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, for the holidays, for my animals, I like to get stockings for the dogs and cats. And I love shopping at Walmart, and Walmart has these dog stuffers, these, you know, Christmas stockings that have all the doggy toys. Well, health agency warns that these dog toys may now have BPA, but not just BPA, but harmful levels of BPA. Now, I mean, we talk about BPA on the show every week. Every week we talk about BPA and how bisphenol A and the phthalates that leach into our plastics and our canned foods could be causing endocrine disruption and cancer and a whole variety of issues. Well, now they're saying that these could have some pretty big impacts with our pets. Apparently, a graduate student looked at, artificial dog saliva, then squeezed fetching batons and dog toys with stainless steel salad tongs to stimulate chewing. They also weathered some of the bumpers and toys to see if they would leak out the chemicals, and they found that aging or weathering the toys increased concentrations of BPA and phthalates in the fake saliva. Now, all right, so what does that mean? I mean, our dogs have had chewed toys for years. I don't think I've ever had a dog die from his chew toy. My problem with the chew toys is it just makes so much gosh darn noise. That squeak, squeak, squeak. I can't stand it. And I want to tell the dog to shut up, and then I kind of kick myself for even getting him the stupid squeaky toy. But, how would this affect us humans? I know we worry about our animals. I've never seen our animals die. But, you know, dogs kiss us. Dogs salivate on our food. We don't realize, and then we eat it. Who knows? Maybe. If the dog toys contain more BPA than the human plastics that we, you know, the plastics for humans, yeah, this could be an issue. It could be a risk to humans. But at this point, I'm just going to wait and see with more research. I mean, personally, my dog's favorite toys are my kids' toys. Right now, the dogs have so many stupid little doggy toys, and, like, you know, we get them fake cats, you know, to chew on, right? The dogs don't really seem to be as into those toys as they are into my shoe, daddy's slipper, the kids' toys. So how I look at it is, if the kids' toys are okay, and have smaller amounts of BPA, the dogs are fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they were talking about today in the news how there's a simple test to determine if you're going to live a long life or not. Now, remember, we spoke about, you know, a bunch of different ways to live till you're, you know, hundreds, if we think Social Security and Medicare are going to be around that long to support us. But this is interesting because they say it's a simple sitting test and standing test. If you are able to, from a sitting position on the ground, rise up without using your hands, you're doing pretty damn good. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, being 41 years old, I'm going to fail that sucker. Me, I got real bad knees. Now, somebody could say, well, Dolly, if you have bad knees, you aren't exercising like you used to. And if you're not exercising like you used to, you could have an early death. Well, thank you for reminding me and ruining my Christmas. But, you know, they're right. Study was performed in Brazil by Dr. Claudio Gil Araujo and his team at the Clinimex Exercise Medicine Clinic in Rio de Janeiro. They looked at 2,000 middle-aged men and women in 2002. He followed up with them 6 years later or until the date of their death. Before the test, he gave them simple instructions. They say, don't worry about how quickly, just try and sit and then rise from the floor. All right, using the least amount of support you think you need, because he didn't want them to fall, the liability. Researchers found that those who could rise easily from the floor unassisted had the quote-unquote capacity to successfully perform a wide range of activities of daily living, like bending over to pick up a newspaper, pair of glasses under the table, etc. So these people, since they could move more, ultimately lived longer. They said over the course of the study, 159 people of these 2,000, of this 2,000 group died. All right, those who needed assistance to rise from the floor, like using a hand or a knee, had lower scores and a twofold higher death rate over the six-year period. This is depressing as hell. There is no way I could, from a crisscross applesauce sitting on the ground, rise. I don't know. I'll try it on break. I'll try it on break and let you know. But again, my knees are shot. I used to run. You know, this is something. Can I just make an aside right here? This is something that I think we need to spend some research time on. Because, you know, when I was younger and it was the 80s, and I was a teenager in the 80s. It was all about Nike. It was all about no pain, no gain. And I would run. I was a runner since I was 13. And I remember my mom telling me to maybe slow it down or not do it, because she said, you're going to hurt your joints. And I'm like, no, mom, no pain, no gain. And I was like, how? Because I know a lot. I taught aerobics to younger kids at the time. I knew a lot about physical fitness. And I'm like, wait a second, you know, running is one of the best aerobic exercises you could do. I knew a lot about that kind of stuff as a teenager. And I'm like, it's a great exercise. And if you're slim, you're going to have less health effects. So I'm not worried about the knees. I'm going to run. Well, running for how many decades, you know, it's kind of messed up my mid-back, my knees, and my hips, you know, and I exercise, but not like I used to. And so I wonder if we need to figure out and fast, what is the most aggressive exercise we can do without messing up our joints long term? I can't tell you how many 30, 40-year-olds are in my office with back pain, hip pain, and they were all athletes. yet some of your skinnier couch potatoes, no knee pain, no back pain, nothing. And they could still be on an exercise regimen. So what does that mean? Do we have to have all our students do slow type of workouts and keep that up long term? I mean, is that what we're supposed to be teaching them? Because it was always high impact aerobics for me, weightlifting and running. That's what I did, and I did it for years. And I'm paying for it now. I don't think I could do this test to determine longevity in your life by sitting on my butt and just rising with my knees. I don't think I have the balance, and my knees hurt. They just do. I can't squat. I can't do that. And I blame the running. I also blame the skiing. I was just very active. And I notice a lot of my athletes have some of the worst joints in my office. My grandfather was a football player. But when his gout would hit, the joints, he busted up pretty badly in football. And keep in mind, you know, in the 30s and 40s with football, you weren't as well protected as you are now. So, I'm wondering if kids are doing it wrong. Now, I put my kids, after trying them in multiple sports and swimming, even though with swimming you could get rotator cuff issues, a lot of shoulder issues, I don't think it's as bad on the back and the hips and the knee. Now, mind you, coming from a football family, I always thought I'd have my kids in football. I mean, I have two boys, and these boys are built like linebackers. They were destined for football. I just don't think I could watch them destroy their back and knees, etc. Two of my best friends in football have already had to have discectomies and fusions in their back, and they're my age. And again, I don't want to deter any teen from football. I mean, football to me is one of the most exciting sports you can play as a high school student. But dang, I can't stand watching my patients who are barely middle-aged, have a musculoskeletal system that's 20, 30 years older than they are. And now, another thing that I recommend is a chiropractor being on the team. Hey, you see chiropractic being so underutilized, or osteopathic manipulation. If your kid gets sacked in football, most likely their vertebrae were knocked out of position a little bit. Then somebody needs to put them back into position. All right, have a team chiropractor there. So then the vertebrae don't heal subluxated. Subluxation is a very mild form of dislocation. And that's very underutilized. You rarely see team chiropractors. Why? Why is that? You know, injuries need to be treated right away. They need to be iced. They need to be immobilized. And I think if we don't educate our kids now and think of good, proper joint health now, we're going to have, arthritic issues later. I mean, we're talking about trying to save money in our medical system, in our healthcare system, for years on end, and we're battling obesity, which is huge. You have to. But what about the arthritis? I have 32-year-olds with arthritis. Why is that? Because we're not training these kids correctly when they're in sports. I mean, we train them, you know, to be a part of a team. We train them not to skip practice. We train them to have some work ethic, and I love all that. But we're not preserving the joints. I messed myself up, and I'm paying for it now. So, just something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, people are concerned that the North Korean satellite could crash back to Earth. All right, because there's an unstable trajectory, I guess, what to do if you see it coming. We're also going to talk about coffee and how it can protect against throat cancer. Don't go away. 1-877.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com.
100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, how many times does your wife or girlfriend yell at you for squeezing her breasts? Now, we've talked about breasts. We've talked about foreplay on this show. We've talked about the proper ways to woo a woman. I actually had a breast cancer specialist on the show, and we actually went through how to caress a woman's breasts, and, you know, no honking, no bleh, none of that stuff. You know, there's appropriate ways to do it. Well, men, you're going to love this study. Study came out this week saying squeezing breasts, squeezing malignant breast cancer cells stops them from spreading and turns them back to healthy cells. All right. So I don't make this stuff up. Okay. All I do is report it. According to Medical Daily, scientists literally squeeze the cancer out of malignant breast cells. Squeezing stops malignant breast cancer cells from spreading, turns them back into healthy cells for the first time, saying that simple mechanical forces alone can revert and stop out-of-control growth of cancer cells. Now, I think some of you squeeze too hard. We discussed about that. We talked about torque. We talked about pressure. We talked about temperatures and Kelvin and all that when we discussed this. But in this particular case, all they did was just looked at the squeezing aspect. Now, the scientists found that the transformation from malignant cells to healthy cells could happen even if the woman has genetic mutations responsible for this cancer. So is there an environmental thing we could do to fight nature? And does it involve squeezing of the breasts? No honk sounds. No, you're not allowed to do the honking sounds. Scientists presented the latest findings December 17th at the annual meeting of the American Society for Cell Biology in San Francisco. And the only reason why people attended this one is because there were visual aids. They said that tissue organization is sensitive to mechanical inputs from the environment during the beginning stages of a cell's growth and development. Okay, see, now they're making an interesting story sound boring. An early signal in the form of compression appears to get these malignant cells back on the right track. Researcher Daniel Fletcher, professor of bioengineering at UC Berkeley, said in a statement. They say, although researchers have traditionally focused on genetic mutations within the cell from studying cancer development, most studies recent studies have shown that malignant cells do not always develop into tumors, and that the fates of these malignant cells depend on how they interact with their surrounding microenvironment. They say, while previous studies found that the manipulation of a cell's environment through the introduction of biochemical inhibitors could control malignant mammary cells into behaving normally, the latest research takes a step forward by introducing the concept of mechanical rather than chemical influences. Okay, fine. They say when we lift weights, our muscles get bigger. The force of gravity is essential to keeping our bones strong. Here we show that physical force can play a role in the growth and reversion of cancer cells. So what did they do? They grew malignant breast epithelial cells in a gelatin-like substance, right? No, it wasn't hospital food, that had been injected into a bendable silicon chamber. This allowed them to apply a compressive force in the first stages of cell development. So they didn't take a bunch of women with breast cancer and squeeze their breasts like some of you thought. They found that when they compressed, the malignant cells grew into more organized and healthy-looking cells that look like normal structures over time. Now, how much compression is needed? They don't go into it. All right? Because this could be interesting. What if women and men, because men get breast cancer, wore compressive garments? Could that be enough to prevent cells from changing? My problem is what could make a healthy cell go rogue? I'm a little nervous about that. They say, furthermore, the findings show that even after compressive force was removed, the previously compressed malignant cells stopped growing once the breast tissue structure was formed. So it was a transit squeeze type of thing, okay? Which means, men, at some point you can't take your hands off a woman's breast. Malignant cells have not completely forgotten how to be healthy, they say. They just need the right cues to guide them back into a healthy growing pattern. Now, this is cool. This is cool. That means if a cell goes rogue, there's a way to turn them back. There is. All right? That blew my mind. I thought once a cell was malignant, it was stuck and you just had to nuke the sucker. But I have never heard of a malignant cell turning back to a healthy cell. That is some cool stuff. Am I the only one excited about this? Right? Am I the only one just... okay. Now, they also found more. There's more. Okay? This is very exciting. In an additional experiment, it's not going to be worded excitingly, but I'm excited. In an additional experiment, researchers looked at the effects of a drug that blocks E. cadherin. I know, it's about time. I was wondering. I was laying in bed last night going, when are they going to do a study on something that blocks E. cadherin? Now, E. cadherin, as we all know, is a protein that helps adhere cells to their neighbors. So it kind of helps you kind of stick, right? Kind of like a super glue on your aluminum siding, okay? They found that when the drug was added to the cell, despite being physically compressed, the malignant cells returned to their disorganized, cancerous appearance. Researchers said that the effects of the E-cadherin-blocking drug demonstrate the importance of cell-to-cell communication. So you see, you need E-cadherin for cells to talk to each other. I'm sure they do. It probably good. Did you listen to the Dr. Dolly show? Oh, no. Didn't want to sleep today. Oh, okay. All right, well, next time listen to it because it was cool. They were talking about E-Cat Heron. Oh, E-Cat Heron, that's the bomb. I know. E-Cat Heron. Okay. Wonder what to name your next kid. E-Cat Heron. Okay. So, the latest findings suggest that stories that start out interesting could turn out completely boring once the scientists start explaining and getting quoted in the article. And the latest findings suggest that simple force has the power to stall cancer growth. Researchers stress that they are not proposing that compression bras be used. Oh, come on! That would be perfect. I would totally invest in the company. But I would want a compression bra that compresses up and towards each other. All right? I cannot stand this north-south, east-west, cookie monster googly-eyed formation that I've seen to grow after having two babies. They say compression in and of itself is not likely to be therapy, but this does give us new clues to track down the molecules and structures that could be eventually targeted for therapies. Okay, so thank you for putting us to sleep. So, going back to this article, squeezing breasts. Does that mean you should go home now and squeeze your wife's breasts or your girlfriend's breasts or your own? Nah. Because again, this was in a Petri dish? Boy, they make this boring. They do show a picture. They do show a picture of malignant breast cells that later go back and become more organized. But like I said, what makes this article so fascinating isn't the way I reported it. But although for some of you that are giving me credit, thank you. Extra point on your pop quiz today. But it's the fact that if a malignant cell decides to become chaotic and go rogue, there is a way to reel it in. You lasso it. What? Cowboys. I look at researchers as kind of a sexy cowboy, right? You lasso that sucker, you reel it in, and you tame it. That's just, to me, so sexy. And, I mean, I'm at risk for breast cancer. Most of us, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. And I got breast cancer in the family. So, as far as I'm concerned, on break, I'll just start squeezing, right? No, nobody, yeah. I asked people in the studio, nobody really volunteered. They're like, really? Really? Okay. Your foot's going to step on my hand. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, when we get back, were video games the result or the impetus for the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to download the iPhone app and the Android app, depending on what type of phone you have, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. They're both free. Download them. If you have trouble downloading them, go to my website. Okay, now, before I go into the story, let me just preface this by saying I do not think any of the video games out there right now, all right, would prompt a normal, healthy child or individual to decide to go on a shooting rampage and kill a bunch of children and teachers. Okay, let me just say that. All right, so any of your kids or grandkids or brothers, sisters, uncles or whatever playing these games, I don't think we need to panic. All right, I don't believe these games cause people to become mass shooters and, massacres. But let's go into this, okay? Apparently, as they're researching Adam Lanza, who was responsible for the shooting that happened on Friday that killed 20 children and 7 adults, including his mother, that he was quote-unquote obsessed with violent video games such as Call of Duty. Now, they're you know, investigating, and they're looking into Adam Lanza, and they're trying to look at his computer. His computer, from what we understand, he destroyed before the shooting rampage. So they're trying to, from what I understand, you could take a destroyed computer and still, you know, be able to kind of recreate, and, you know, as long as it's a CPU, or it's as long as they're able to get to the meat, you know, of the memory. I believe they could still evaluate it. They got computer forensic guys that know a heck of a lot more than I do about this. So they're going to be looking at his computer. But what we do know, from what we understand, is he was into video games, especially Call of Duty. Now, Call of Duty, my kids play that. My husband's play. I mean, Call of Duty is one of the most popular video games, which is why I don't think they should be branded unfairly. But what was very interesting in, you know, some of these articles that I was seeing today is Call of Duty games have been linked to other men who were involved in massacres. For example, the Norwegian massacre, I don't want to call him a gentleman, the psycho Anders Breivik apparently had played hours upon hours of Call of Duty. From what I understand, he spent up to 16 hours a day actually preparing for the attack. Remember the Norwegian massacre? Killed a bunch of kids as well. From what we understand, he said he became a deadly marksman by honing his gun skills on the modern warfare part of the series. He even bought a special gun sight used on the game, attaching it to the hunting rifle he used for his deadly rampage on Utoya. Now, I'm trying to think of a word where I don't have to curse. Well, let's just give his name. So, Mohammed Mera, who was responsible for the shooting in Toulouse, that was the Jewish school where he killed children and the rabbi, and I believe two adults. I have to look that up. He, from what we understand from his wife, would play Call of Duty, actually with the wife, and that was a pretty frequent type of form of entertainment. Now, like I said, before I wanted to go into the story, all right, I'm not saying Call of Duty had anything to do with the shootings, but where this is not going to go away, and the subject's not going to go away, and where researchers are going to probably investigate a little further, is if you have somebody with a screw loose or two screws loose, or somebody who just is completely mentally unstable, do these games put them over the edge? Now, many of us have been, I mean, I played Zelda, all right, and I think you killed people in that game, right? Pac-Man, you're eating people. I mean, did anybody become a cannibal based on Pac-Man? No. Right? Did anybody want to shoot up NASA after playing Galaga? No. Did anybody go on an insect killing spree after they played Centipede? Well, I know Centipede's not an insect, but you get it. No. Okay, so I mean, video games have been out for 30 plus years. Okay? Pinball machines even longer. And I don't think our violence is so much our deadly gun violence is directly related. But studies are showing that kids are more aggressive. Children that they studied are more aggressive after they play a game such as this. So then, you know, while we're talking about gun control and while we're talking about limiting assault rifles, you know, should we maybe screen people who play these games for hours on end? I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there an argument that somebody who wants to go crazy is being reinforced hour after hour a day? I mean, you know, there's ways to, there's ways to brainwash people. And when people do brainwashing and a variety of different type of mind controlling activities, one thing they do is hour upon hour of forcing the person to do an activity. Well, if somebody is playing Call of Duty, or Modern Warfare, whatever these games are, 16 hours a day, could it actually make them think that shooting is okay? I don't think so. If you have a healthy individual, no. I mean, if you have a healthy individual that knows right from wrong, has a good upbringing, no. But if somebody has something that we can't predict And again, has nothing to do with Asperger's or autism, because other shootings have been done by people who were non-Asperger's and autism. But I'm saying, if you have somebody that just for some reason, thinks somebody's talking to him, saying, all right, go and kill people. I mean, would these games put them over the edge? Now, a lot of you have weighed in over the last few days on teachers being armed. Many of you have said, look, you know, our teachers need to be armed. Again, I don't know if teachers want that burden, but I do think we should have armed guards. All right. I mean, Israeli schools have armed guards. What do we do to prevent this from happening again? I think there should be somebody on campus, and if it's a big campus, then a couple people that could take somebody out if they go on a shooting rampage. Do you know two other people now have been arrested for threatening to shoot schools, one in California and one in Indiana? And I think I just heard of another one. People are planning on shooting up schools all the time. Let's see. Some of you weighed in. Let's go to the answer lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was making a comment about the armed security in school. I live in Texas. We already have that in our school systems, in our county. And that was my question, is why are not all the schools supplying security for the children?
All right, so I had no idea. So I had no idea. So Texas, you already have armed guards. And I'm dying to see how their tax structure is. I'd like to know more about that. I'm going to look into that. So if in Texas, most or all of the public schools are armed, I want to look into that. Because if it could be done in one state, then I agree. Why can't it be done in all states? But my worry is, you know, trying to limit the number of firearms. I think at this point, there's so many guns out there. Maybe you could proactively limit guns, but the bad guys are still going to get the guns. All right. And if they don't get a gun and they want to go out on a killing rampage, then they're going to do it with a knife, or they're going to do it with their car. You know, they're going to run the fence while the kids are outside playing in a field, right, during PE. You know, I mean, if somebody is that, oh, I can't even think of the right word I want to say. And you all know what word I want to say, but I can't say it on air. It's actually two words. But if somebody is that mentally deluded where they want to just go on a killing spree at a school, what shocked me is we have two other people already arrested, possibly another one, another report of people wanting to go into a school and shoot up. These are threats happening all the time. And we're just talking about two, three people. Look at the population, and look at how much mental illness we have in our population. All right? I think we may need to expeditiously start arming our schools a heck of a lot better while we're contemplating gun control. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.